No, it is a real episode. SB says, "Uh-oh, what happened?" DJ Bunny says, "Wait, what? No one told me there were sequels." It turns out I'm watching The Cutting Edge 3. Well, sorry, Pixie, that will have to do as I don't seem to have any others available. Amy Bowen says, "What you said. I still have all of it on my DVR waiting to be watched." Blush smiley. Lo Pan says, "Ha, ha, ha, ha." Used Hair says, "Slowly." Must be talking about Solaris. Ditto says, "It's a cute movie. I've seen it a couple of times." In the first of the week, Ed from Texas. Yes, Ed from Texas says, "Ah, I bet somebody is still airborne ellipsis."
Is there no end to these lost cases?
We did make a dent.
A dent? Wellie, it's more like we're trying to lower the Thames a teaspoon at a time.
But consider what we have learned in the process and what new mysteries await us. Here's the case of a mythical creature of Siam coming to the aid of the ministry. Here's another set in your native country of New Zealand that tells of an ancient holy man waking a dragon. And here is an intriguing case of a strange series of heists corresponding with a traveling festival.
Well, since you put it that way, let us proceed. Testing, testing.
Miss Braun, exactly what are you intending to do with that micro? Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
We have talked about this.
And now we're going to podcast it.
Again?
Again.
Tales in the Archives, Volume 2.
The second season of the award-nominated podcast from Pip Ballantyne and T. Morris.
Subscribe for free through iTunes or at the Ministry of Peculiar Currents' website.
Or visit the Kindle store at Amazon.com, the Nook store at BarnesandNoble.com, or Smashwords.com for 99-cent editions of these original shorts.
Find out more at MinistryofPeculiarOccurrences.com.
You
are listening
to Jack Mangan's Deadpan.
We are Deadpan.
Deadpan
is the way.
All right, so the latest in Deadpan news. We just had our meetup. And again, I want to thank each and every one of you for, you know, giving your vacation time and money. And actually, I guess I want to thank the people who went without you for that weekend of the meetup. It was great seeing you all. And it was great hanging out with you all. And I just want to say how much I do appreciate that you spent your vacation time and money coming out here to Arizona to hang out with us and to be silly. So we did a fair bit of recording. And one of the things you're going to hear right now is actually a tradition that spawned on the comments page. Our very own Energizer Bunny often will watch terrible movies and type out her play-by-play. So we decided to do this live at CJ's house for one of our deadpan parties. However, rather than sit through a 2-hour or even a 90-minute terrible B-horror or B-sci-fi movie, we decided to watch the half-an-hour first episode of the seemingly terrible animated Avengers TV show. So we recorded the audio, and I want you all to play along. Because, frankly, the audio by itself might not be all that interesting. Maybe it will, I don't know. But you'll hear a sound just like this. Later on in this episode, when you hear that sound, you'll want to push play on episode 1 of the Avengers, Earth's Mightiest Heroes animated series. Now, if you're listening to this any time around the release date of this episode, then it's available on Netflix. If you drop Netflix in anger when they screwed us around last year, well, that might be a problem. Or if it's way in the future and they've already stopped streaming it, then again, it may be a problem. Hopefully you have it on disc. Not going to intro babble much, much more, other than to say that the NHL playoffs are in full swing, and we at Deadpan do participate in the NHL playoffs. used hair so far, and the Energizer Bunny have paid up their movie debts because the teams that they chose lost, and so therefore they had to watch films. I actually now owe a film because I picked the Nashville Predators, and they lost to my beloved Phoenix Coyotes in the Western Conference. So in the next couple of episodes, we'll have some more debts to settle, most certainly. Next few episodes, we'll also have a standard issue, somewhat standard issue, Deadpan, and more audio from the meetup, including the live 60 Lines recording, the live music recording, the award certificate stuff, and just general fun and chatter. All right, without further ado, let's get to this damn play-by-play already. All right, when you hear the chime, push play on Avengers Unleashed, Earth's Mightiest Heroes, or whatever the fuck it's called. When you hear the chime, push play. I am coming back briefly after the play-by-play.
Hey everyone, this is Dan Charette, author of Lilith's Love, and host of the Out of the Coffin podcast, and you are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan podcast. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. How's that? Sweet? Laters.
All right, here we go. Now, the sync isn't going to be perfect, but you can adjust it as we go. After the annoying beeps, there'll be a slight delay after the annoying beep.
It has noise recognition.
It recognizes voices.
Is everybody right? Because, yeah, because what? Let me recording. Xbox, play.
Is that dog or Xbox?
Do you guys need more sound?
Yes. Holy moly. Really? Joe Quesada and Stan Lee, they actually, people talking about this. No, they got executive producer credit for some reason.
It's
their character.
It's in the Tony Stark has a Tron outfit. Joe Quesadilla? Well, that's a cool
name. Cyril? Yeah. I think it feels with the tiger
tubes
in there, maybe.
Is that the tick? That looked like the tick. Who was that? Iron Man is born.
Why is the volume so bad?
How can he be Iron Man if he's just a baby?
Aha.
Uh-huh.
Iron Baby.
It
must have heard him on
this before. He's the Iron Giant.
Wow, it
I
is.
I knew where I was going with that one.
Imagine being at the beach and all of a sudden this thing comes ripping out of the water.
Yeah, and but it's big and metal. Would you really be complaining about some giant thing ripping out of the water?
If it's shooting balls of fire, yeah.
So
it's balls of fire.
It
kind of
looks like a tentacle monster to me.
Oh, ditto.
I've seen enough to know where this is going.
Look at that birthmark.
I know, what's the Cindy Crawford mark?
It's a mole. It's beautiful.
Really? It's just a glorified name for a mole.
That just makes my point for me. SHIELD should be fighting giant robots, not you. They're not the bad guys.
Is that Don Cheadle?
Need your help.
I'm out of the weapons making game.
Could be Terrence Howard. We'll see how he gets. Tony
Stark. Oh my God! I know that voice. That's Will Wheaton's voice.
Over this a million times. You're starting to bum me out.
What about the whole Stark?
Even if you won't build
listen
weapons
to the voice.
SHIELD, you can still help them take out that monster.
I am not listening to Rhodey anymore. La, la, la. Can't believe this is what you wanted to meet about.
So Wesley is Tony Stark?
Wesley Stark.
Think so?
Engage.
Come on, peanut gallery, get in here.
We're grading you.
I already know you're a great assistant, okay? You don't have to park my car, too. We've got valets.
Is that not Rhodey's voice?
For someone who makes their living off technology, you should try answering your phone. I've been calling you for the last 2 years.
I don't
know,
I watch the Star Trek crap.
Because Hydra just attacked the United Nations.
That must be Riker. No, he's got a beard.
He probably opens doorways with his forehead.
Tentacles.
There's the tentacles.
Hey,
they
stole
this from the Incredibles.
Cthulhu!
This is happening right now.
We're on sale.
4 minutes out. There's no detail at the UN, but Tony, it's a full assembly. Every world leader is attending, including the president.
She's like Punky Brewster.
Leaders don't go to the UN.
Hey, she's got like the Punky Brewster frepper.
I'm going to reschedule my lunch meeting.
It's like pepper, right?
Yes.
Pepper pots.
Pepper pot, pepper piper. So is anyone actually commenting?
You're right, it's Tron.
Dude,
I thought we're
you're
all commenting.
Right.
Are we?
It's a Tron suit.
I'm commenting out loud.
I thought we were supposed to be commenting out loud.
So we are. The mic is on. But if you have 3G and you want to add play-by-play goes to the deadpan board, go ahead. And
it's the same
awesome.
Voice.
Same
G's voice from the movie.
I look forward to the day when you can do that in an actual dressing room to try on clothes.
Yeah.
Just,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my
gosh.
I would like to try on this outfit. Beep!
Thank you very much.
Actually, I just want a 3D image of me already in it.
The last thing I ever want is a 3D image of me.
I wouldn't have to try it in anything at all.
But something that rips my clothes on and off. Kind of cool.
Can I get a remote for that?
Eric Loomis is the voice of Tony Stark.
Oh, it sure sounds like Will Wheaton.
Eric Loomis.
I was going to say, there's probably a very functional reason why it looks like a skull. It doesn't just look like a skull.
Oh, right. Or it's an optical illusion.
Look, it's the same.
Jarvis, activating external speakers. Attention, Hypergood. You've been trying to take over the world for 60 years. It's not
happening.
Do
it. We've got some shot.
Fine. We'll do it the hard way.
That's
like the District 9
cam. Whenever they
throw a face.
Looks like Ninja Turtles.
Fragmentation.
They kind of look like Ninja Turtles.
Don't press the red button.
Hi there. Oh, that was a little overkill, I think.
Wow, they know.
Did he kill them in like a kid's cartoon?
No, they're not dead.
Woman, incoming projectile!
Great balls of fire.
Don't you know if you kill the eyes that it comes back?
All the power down to 32%. Recommend recharging.
Heads.
Or heads.
Horse
Grayskull heads.
Hey, they look kind of like the guys from.
We make holes in teeth. Cavity creep.
Cavity creeps.
No.
Very good, Joe. You get the plaque.
Oh. Oh. Jokes a little
red hair.
Grayskull.
Our
local shield units are under attack. I need to respond.
I can't think of the name of the movie. Fifth Element. They look like the guys in the Fifth Element that come in with the key.
Mono Chiwan. Yeah.
No. Also characters in Dr. Rivet Foxation. Grounded children.
And analyze that blast. Shields are not responding. That's not good.
Shield sound, Captain.
How am I posting comments too quickly? Who's using my internet? I mean, let me switch to 3G.
Yes.
New content.
I thought I was on it.
Who's gonna pay for that? Iron Man in water, he'll rust.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Well, he is red.
Is this the Avengers?
The Avengers!
This is like the Avengers go to the dentist, I guess.
Oh, I spelled projectile wrong. Oh my.
Your shielding is not working.
Your shielding sucks.
Is that why it isn't a curtain?
Boy, they threw him a curveball.
I need those shields, Sherman. Repulsive shield reboot sequence on the table. Come on, you
he says fine a lot. Obviously, it's not fine.
I do not think this means what you think it means.
I'm sure he's really fine.
Why are you smiling? Because I'm not really left-handed.
I'm not worried about the armor, Rhodey. I'm worried
the freckles
about
keep
him.
Moving.
Sure,
those makeup freckles?
It's like
Wait.
Tribal markings now.
They were a triangle, man.
They were. I understand why he feels he has
oh my
to
gosh,
do this.
Right. They're totally different.
I just don't understand why.
Now it looks like she just has like concealer she hasn't rubbed in.
Pretty symmetrical for freckles.
Yeah. Where's the marshmallows? Let's make s'mores.
Display that doesn't need any
droid.
Just secrets is hard out. Droid.
I got a text from my drunk friend.
He wants all the
are
all here.
Yeah.
Well, okay, here's a text.
You know Canadians other than us?
Oh my gosh.
Robert,
what does that say?
I could if I would.
FaceTime. Oh, smash.
Oh, really wants it.
Yeah.
Wow, that was an interesting position.
Oh.
Zombie.
Droid.
They're Stark Industry robots.
Sit there.
Wait, there were only three. What the heck?
Wait a minute.
Big Daddy!
Google
right?
Has
they're like amoebas.
Red, orange, green,
and blue.
So this is all about Google.
It's a metaphor.
Oh,
that's the smallest helicarrier I've seen.
Sentinels? They're agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh.
They're more than meets the eye.
By the authority of the Strategic
Homeland Intervention and
Enforcement and Logistics
Division. Enforcement and Logistics.
Stand down.
Iron Man, I repeat. Stand
down. I'm
ordering you.
Your
orders, sir.
So long,
though.
Your eyebrows, sir.
She can see his expression from the back of his head, too.
He's no Samuel L. Jackson.
Look at it with these motherfucking cartoons.
These motherfucking cartoons. Does he look like a bitch?
Unless you guys are here to thank me for doing your job.
How dare you to say that again?
Say what? Don't say what? Don't say what?
Mandroids.
The components of the Mandroid armor are derived from Stark Industries technology.
I need a Mandroid.
Is that like a manimal? I think that was a disco song.
I need a Mandroid.
Mandroid.
Wow, this is quite the push-up girl there.
She's very pointy.
I think Maria Hill looks very unhappy.
Looks very aroused.
Oh!
Shouldn't they have, like, radar or something?
Wonder if your powers activate.
Who's got a face in
it? It's like Harry Potter and Voldemort. Voldemort,
oh.
Right.
Is that a premature repulsor field?
It's actually a nipple missile, I think.
It's a severe case of heartburn.
System.
Oh, well, is that all it took?
You alright?
What part of...
Oh,
you don't understand. Mandroid.
You want to explain this, Fury? You stole my tech.
Wow, that is quite the fro. That's like the Fat Albert fro on
Fury.
Fury
now.
Director Fury.
You are under arrest. If he moves, open fire.
Stand down.
But sir, he attacked
the
man's
unit. Is that the Scarlett Johansson character?
No, I don't think so.
And
no,
in case
Black Widow wears like black.
He saved the United Nations from Hydra while we were on a wild goose chase. So stand down.
Motherfucker.
Why does he have a dumb look on his face?
Come on, Stark.
I mean, it's a robot face, but still.
For years. We just
he's very C-3PO, actually. Iron Man is.
You twisted what I made.
We made it funky, smooth. We gave it soul.
That's this here?
You know it. Those
soul patch?
Those mandroids
the
have saved lives, Stark.
The eye patch and the soul patch?
Yes.
And when you
He's
withhold
awesome.
Resources from us, you're just giving the advantage to groups
so
like
cool.
Hydra.
Why isn't Lucas suing their asses off for using
weapons
the word droid?
Mandroid.
Because it's
mandroid.
Not just droid.
Now, if there's a hyphen in there, yeah, then they'd be toast.
They capitalized the O.
Mandroid.
We need Tony Stark more than we need some armored vigilante.
What is
this
symbol
that
he's got on his chest?
You're only one man.
Looks like a weird octopus.
One of me.
It does,
is
doesn't
more than
it?
Enough.
Scorpion.
I'll get my tech back on my own.
Is it supposed to be a scorpion?
I have no idea what it's supposed to be.
Guys, these
seem like it should be a shield or something.
It's
yeah,
probably
yeah,
a
yeah.
Little
phoenix.
Yeah, now that you mention it, in some shots it does kind of look like a bird of some kind.
So there'd be neck fury.
A phoenix?
He's a necromancer.
Yes, sir.
And get me the Black Widow.
What?
Get me the Black Widow.
Turns out that's a cocktail. Has me after every engagement.
Give me Black Russia.
Stop.
Hey, what,
can't
they do on-site repairs?
Avengers
with Natasha.
Yeah.
Ooh, keep moving.
You scum are heading for the vault.
You look a little scrawly.
The vault.
Yeah.
The mortar vault.
I'm not lying to you, Rhodey. There were three robots this time. And
I think
you're
an 8-year-old would be bored to tears.
I tried to watch it on TV, but Pepper wouldn't let me. She never watches.
I don't need to. I already know you're going to be late for your meeting.
Yeah, she's not ready for this.
Troll.
You don't have to do it alone, you know.
Those lemon scrubs are really working.
All this, taking on S.H.I.E.L.D., giant robots, supervillains.
Fighting Clue.
Doesn't have to rest on your
Twins
shoulders.
Arcade.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I know you guys are always there for me, but against this, who's going to help me?
He's got great hair. You want to see
Fury?
He's kind of
doesn't have any polygons.
Tony Stark has fantastic hair. Fantastic cartoon hair.
His hair is
door.
A little shy of
polygons.
Door.
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 The vault. The vault. Not the vault.
Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, it's a really disfigured eagle. That's what the symbol is.
Oh.
Hey,
okay.
I think I saw this place in Kung Fu Panda.
That's an
eagle.
That's an
eagle. So when does Shaq show up?
It looks like a crab. Phoenix.
It's a Rorschach.
Yeah,
it's
a Rorschach.
It changes every
like
time you look at it.
No, it's like a mouth with tonsils.
It's got two heads, whatever it is.
See the tonsils?
Your adenoids really suck, but it's yank them.
Designed by Tony Stark.
It's a symbiote, they just don't realize it yet.
Think with the current level of digital technology, they could get it right every single time.
Yeah.
They're part of the rebellion. The Empire's going to come in and just kick their butts.
How old is this movie?
2010.
Oh, come on.
I was going to say, this looks like the DC animation style.
Unfortunately, this is
more. Or something like it.
Clear.
Whatever.
Clear.
Yeah, they do this on the new Star Tours. They've got the little X-ray guy.
Well,
that's a nice logo.
Tentacle monster.
What's that?
It's an octopus.
That's
Hydra.
It's
got an implant. Cyborg, down on the ground.
Cyborg.
No need to panic, everyone. I've got a note from my doctor.
maybe I think they're a little slow on
their aim was so good they hit 20 times right at his face. And nobody went for central body mass. That's
look, did you see his grin?
Did he just slice them all to pieces?
Yes.
That's not very actual special.
No. He obviously has the Ginsu knife.
That's true.
It slices, it dices.
I think Wolverine's going to be jealous.
Act now and get this free.
That got a little high on his shoulder. Wait, I guess.
What's that? Vibrates.
Well, see, he can't grab it, so he's hoping Maria will grab it for him.
Yeah, it's a stupid place for a gun holster.
Can't see
it.
Coach's assistant to grab his gun.
Yeah.
Man, doesn't he know? No kids.
Exactly my point.
A whole attack on the UN off. Just a Spring Baron Strucker.
Well, you guys have lousy aim.
Really, the assistants were much better.
They're like stormtroopers. Anything. She's
so
just
was.
A sidekick to get hit by a duffel bag and be knocked unconscious.
Oh, look, Thor is in this. See? It is Avengers. There's Thor.
He's wincing. Apparently, he's getting it.
Yeah, that's
whoa! No, no, you're not playing metal!
I said the safe word.
Not the crowbar! Crowbar doesn't go there.
Do not play the next episode.
Yeah, do not play the next episode. All right, I'm going to hit stop. That was it. Yay.
Bye, Jax. Bye.
My deadpan has a first name, it's J-A-C-K. My deadpan has a second name, it's M-A-N-J-N. Oh, I love to listen every day, and if you ask me, well, I'll say. 'Cause Jack Mangan has a way with D-E-A-D-P-A-N. How's that?
Well, that was a bit of fun, and we all had a jolly good laugh. All right, next week it will be more traditional deadpan, I guess. Maybe. Now for music, and I'm not coming back after that music. Thank you all, Deadpan is away. Good night, Mush.
Our worlds are drifting apart. Your light is turning to dark. A pitch black cliff, this empty meaningless life. Darkness envelops the light. Love resembles strand me here in this night. My star on your satellite. My desolate heart turns black. No clouds, no moon, and no wind. The sun doesn't shine on my skin. A world without a alone in this void I'm immersed. Center of my universe. That's what you strand me here in this night. My star on your satellite. Show. Oh, but now I stand here all alone. My desolate heart turns black. Oh. Look right into your eyes, see we're in different lives.